Welcome to Second Emulation, a show about geek culture from the perspective of a fan who enjoys it all, talking about upcoming and popular TV series, films, anime, and video games, giving experiences on conventions and events to the merch or the swag that was purchased.
So I just recently watched Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Now, this movie, in my opinion, I would give it a B-, not quite an A-, but a B-. And the reason for that is that the movie itself is actually, it's really good. It has a lot of weight to it and overall narrative of the film. Now, for those who don't know or who haven't seen the film yet, this film does not represent or can't be called a sequel for Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is present in the film, but he feels more like a B or C type. Now, what I mean by that is that this film in the next chapter for Marvel is actually more of a sequel to Wanda and Vision, the continuation of Wanda's journey through grief of her loss of Vision and the kids that she created. And what I mean by that is that from beginning to end, though Doctor Strange was in the movie doing his things as a hero, a lot of the scenes were stolen by Wanda and her portrayal of this grief, the grief that she suffered not only by the hands of Thanos and the Infinity Stone and losing Vision, and Vision could have been saved, but also her creating this alternate reality and slaving the minds of people there to help her deal with grief. And then there was no kind of help in that transition. There was she been labeled a threat or too powerful and she must be contained. There was no counseling afterwards of Wanda and Vision for we understand your loss. You and Vision were great together. We can understand your pain. There was nothing like that. So if you watch Wanda and WandaVision and then you watch this is a direct sequel to that. Even though it is labeled Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, the movie focuses on Wanda and her further dealing with the grief. Now, she does do a portrayal of acceptance, but which is simply a lie in the movie. She is more angry at the fact that she's been ostracized for dealing with grief. And she brings up valid points that the male characters in the Marvel Universe or superheroes or the Avengers, they're willing to risk heaven and earth to bring back the ones that they love if it means mass casualty. And what she means by that is that they were okay with killing. Vision had come to acceptance with him dying. And if it meant that the Soul Stone would, or the Mind Stone would be destroyed, one of those two. It's been very long. But, like, here is a character who accepted his mortality at the hands of Wanda, knowing that his death could prevent millions. And as we all know, this was not the case. Him dying, not once, but twice, did not save the people in the Marvel Universe. Thanos still obtains the stones and still wipes everyone out. Now, you go even further than that, is that not only are the stones used 3 times, I believe. Yeah, I think he uses them 3 times. I'll have to go back and rewatch, but yes, the Infinity Stones are used 3 times. Once for the initial snap, a second for him to destroy the stones, and then actually four times, one for the initial snap, second for him to destroy the stones. Hulk uses the stones to bring everyone back, and Tony Stark uses the stones to wipe out Thanos and all his legion. Now, it's interesting, within the film, Wanda does bring this up, that going back to what she says, is that all these male characters, like Doctor Strange, Tony Stark, Captain America, the Hulk, all of them were willing to risk someone's life in order for the greater good, even though those actions can be seen as evil. But because they themselves aren't evil, people view those acts as heroic, and they're lifted up, and the status of hero is placed on them, and everyone knows it. But if she were to do the same thing, because she's not classified as a hero, but if she did the same thing, she'd be classified as a monster, or it's not. So the movie itself does a lot of kind of displaying the double-edged sword for the one act of the Infinity Stones, and also what Wanda did. And from beginning to end, you just see how she processed with grief and this loss. For some, now, I'm going to just say right now, there's no timetable in someone's grieving when they lose someone. And the fact that in this film, they tried to establish that, oh, she had already pushed past this, which is a very male thing to say. Oh, she's moved on. She's great. She's happy. Everyone got their happy ending. No, she didn't move past it. She was still grieved. And no one actually checked up on her. No one of the Avengers came in, asked if she was doing fine. Just no one did. No one cared. As long as she wasn't a threat, no one cared, which is interesting, because for those who watched WandaVision and now going into this film, you could see the transition. You could see that she's been classified as the Scarlet Witch. And with that, you see her grow into this new title, the Scarlet Witch, and not just being called Wanda, and knowing that her abilities are not just like in the past, something that was given was a byproduct of the Infinity Stones. Now, some individuals can argue and bring up some valid point, which is fine. These are just my opinions based on watching the film. And it painted Wanda not in the best. And one thing I've noticed in films, just in films in general, is that when you have a female antagonist, they always make that character seem out to be crazy. Like she's just grieving. That's why she went crazy. And it felt subtle, like that's where they were going with this, was that she's grieving, she's crazy, she's power hungry. Yeah, she's power hungry. She lost someone. And anyone who's ever lost someone, you start thinking, what if you had the power to bring them back? What if you had the power to prevent their death, prevent from losing someone? And you go down that rumble. If you had the capabilities and abilities, Wanda, would you not attempt to get that, to have that happy ending, to make sure that you are also at peace? A lot of people would, myself included. It's hard to say that you wouldn't. Anyone who says, oh, no, I wouldn't do that, they're trying to save face. But anyone would pose in that question would try at least once. Now, with the film, we see a Wanda's journey as she goes deeper into, I wouldn't say the dark side, because see, at the core, she is not intentionally evil. She is someone who did lose someone and is being manipulated through her grief. And that is very evident. Now, I know I've been focusing a lot on Wanda, but it's true. Like, this film itself should have been a Wanda film, like solely focused on Wanda. And a lot of it was. Like, Doctor Strange was indeed a B or C type character in this film. He was more so there to help progress the story along to like different universes. But for him, it didn't really, him being there didn't add or take away. I felt like they could still like removed him and just followed, have it focused on Wanda's journey with the Darkhold and her progressing further into darkness. Now, for those who don't know, the Darkhold is like the supernatural book of evil. It's where it was showcased on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. when they did the Ghost Rider arc. And then they just never touched upon it again, I believe. But I say that, I don't know if they touched on it again. There's been so many Marvel series and shows since then. But yeah, that was the book. That was like the linchpin and all this. And the way they used like to progress Wanda's grief and anguish was that with the multiverse being established, there is a version of her that she created from WandaVision that is happy with her kid. She essentially just wanted that. She wanted that happiness. And she was going to essentially embody a different version of herself in order to have that happiness, essentially possess another Wanda or variant Wanda. Variant's the term they used from Loki when they destroy different multiverses and there's different versions of yourself. It's a variant. So in the movie, there's a variant of Wanda that she created through her magic and WandaVision that is happy with her kids. Now you're probably wondering, where does Doctor Strange tie into all this? Because Wanda / Scarlet Witch is magic and Doctor Strange is a wizard, magician, not sure what they classify, or sorcerer, they felt that he would complement her because this is more like supernatural in the sense of magic. And that was like the only Marvel superhero that deals with a lot of magic and sorcery. He also felt out of place, which is very interesting because it starts off with him and then they transition right out the gate to Wanda, her grief, her search for power, her trying to reclaim what she lost because it did feel real to her, even though her magic created it, which you find out, which those who don't know, Wanda or Scarlet Witch is an Omega level mutant. There was a reference in the movie where it is in correlation to a very iconic scene where Wanda whispers, "No more mutants." And then all the mutants are wiped off the face of the earth. Those rare words weren't in the film, but they kind of gave an Easter egg towards that, which was nice. Now, you end up finding out there was a lot of misdirect, but you find out that there's a individual who can essentially cross different multiverses and timelines because her abilities allow her to traverse those different timelines. She has no variant, which is interesting. And what's been established so far in Loki and the multiverse is that there is always a variant of yourself out there. In the case of this new character, she does not have a variant of herself. And in her travels with Doctor Strange to escape from being in Wanda's grasp is that she's checked anytime she's accidentally hopped or gone to another timeline or universe, there's no version of herself, which is interesting. I think that's going to have a bigger part later down the line in another film if they ever get back to it. Now, one thing that was always interesting was that in the trailers, they always hinted at Doctor Strange being the villain or a variant version of himself was going to be the villain. That essentially wasn't the case. It was brought up and then they brushed it under the rug, essentially. Like, it wasn't essentially the core of the film, but they did touch upon it, which was nice. We got to see the Illuminati, we got to see the iconic Xavier from the cartoon and his yellow wheelchair, which I thought was pretty nice. But even then, showing the Illuminati didn't feel like it was organic. It felt like more of, we're just going to use this to progress the story of just Wanda. And that's what it was. Like, it was brief. It was exciting to see these characters in this specific timeline or this universe. But that's what it was. It was brief. Like, Wanda shows up and she takes them all out. Like, all these characters that they established were just killed off. So even though they gave us like some backstory to these characters and what they represented, they were just there to be fed through the grinder to progress the story, which, sadly enough, seeing Peggy Carter with the shield was nice, but like, just, I didn't like seeing her just used to be put to the meat grinder. And we do know that there are different variants. So again, maybe another variant of Peggy Carter will be established with the Captain America shield in another universe. Keep my fingers crossed. But that was just weird to see in the film. And then they tried very hard. Like, the movie was supposed to be like this horror element, and because Sam Raimi is producing it. And it did have some horror element, but not like heavy. It felt more like a pursue and capture type of thing, where Wanda is the antagonist and she's chasing this child who can, with her abilities, go through different universes. It didn't really have the scary factor that I was expecting. But again, it is Marvel. Now, what is the, as I mentioned earlier, the film as a whole is a B-. I wouldn't give it anything higher than that, just for the fact that the title itself was misleading. Multiverse of Madness, Doctor Strange. They do travel to different universes, but it was more so an attempt to like, for their own self-preservation. And as a film as a whole, it was very nice to like be introduced to all these characters, but it also was like a lot of red flags. Just the treatment of Wanda / Scarlet Witch, just saying that like her character has gone through so much in all the films and the series that it was so much growth for her. There was so much for her to not only lose and gain in the film, but compared to Doctor Strange, didn't lose anything. He didn't, for him, at the end of the day, he's still going to be revered as a hero. Like, him stopping Wanda is still going to put him as a hero. And then Wanda will then, after the events of this film, will still be viewed as a villain because of her actions. There was no redemption for her at the end. There wasn't going to be anyone out there who's going to be like, you know, take care of her, tell her everything's okay. It's okay for her loss. It's okay what she's going through. There was none of that. There was no consoling from Doctor Strange or the other sorcerers. Like, Wanda herself had to come to the realization that what she was doing was not of her own volition, but temptation of a force from the Darkhold. Like, something negative was feeding that part of her and pushing her to go through these extreme measures. And once she came to that realization that what she was doing was wrong, she herself took the initiative and decided this is what needs to be done, viewed herself as a threat and that the Darkhold was a threat. And then once it was said and done, there was no consoling with her. Doctor Strange continued on his day for the next eventual threat that comes along. And the film ends with them introducing a new character. No mention of Wanda, just that she disappears. They don't find her, oddly enough. And that she used her abilities, which are reality altering because she's a Scarlet Witch, to essentially remove this item so that no one can be tempted, not even her, or versions of herself can be tempted. Now, that is a lot. to come to the realization that so that no one can be tempted by this greater power, just wipe it from existence. She essentially performed a snap, an Infinity Stone snap, but not on our universe, but every universe across the multiverse, just wipes it out completely so that no one could be tempted or utilize its powers for evil, which I feel was the greatest growth for her character, going through the tragic loss and dealing with that grief and trying to move forward, knowing that she has this ability, this power where she can create anything from nothingness, and then getting to the point where she's within grasp of actually obtaining that, realize the errors of her ways and understanding that it's wrong. Even though Doctor Strange and I think America Rivera is the character's name, I will have to go back and check, but knowing that what she was doing was wrong altogether. So that's why I said the film feels more like a continuation to WandaVision than a Doctor Strange. I don't know if it could be truly a sequel to both, or maybe it's a sequel for both, but that, in my opinion, is what it felt like. And where they take Doctor Strange from here will be very interesting. I don't think we'll be seeing Wanda again. Kind of sad about that, because within the film, they establish mutants exist. So it's canon now, and all the universes, including ours, mutants exist. But since Wanda is the only classified mutant, which they don't necessarily say, but in the comics, she is a mutant for the however the comics, or have an understanding that she is the daughter of Magneto. And so it was nice to actually get that little Easter egg there. But I don't think we'll be seeing Wanda in any future establishment so far. There's new series come out, unless there is some kind of ripples of her actions that take place in the next Ant-Man and the Wasp film that's coming out, which will be nice to see, because with that, with the actions that Wanda took and Doctor Strange was trying to prevent, was that traversal of different universes. And what Loki also established is that the variant of Kong, the Conqueror, was trying to eliminate different timelines and wipe out different variants of himself. And the interesting thing about this film is that Wanda was able to create her own universe within the series of WandaVision. Not saying that maybe a villain might see her as an asset and try to utilize her in some way. I could see that coming back to that, because she can create reality. She's powerful enough, or more powerful, to bring in existence in her own reality and have it be, which is interesting in itself. And that just brings it back to like me saying the film overall was good. I liked it. It was a good watch. I don't think it's not one of those movies I'll rewatch. And what I mean by that there are certain films that I'll watch it once, and it'll be in my lineup to watch again later down the line. Like it has rewatch value. With this film, I'm in no hurry to watch it again. So once is enough for me. Feel bad, because I'm like, I've talked so much about Wanda in the movie Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, and not so much about Doctor Strange. The reason for that is that's what the film presented to me. That's what I watched on screen. It was much more than Doctor Strange. It was essentially a Wanda film. And some people might disagree with me, but watching the film with my family, that's what I got. It felt more of a Wanda film than Doctor Strange, and that's what they presented. And they stated their case of, this is a woman dealing with grief, and this is her trial of trying to navigate that grief. Also with the flashiness and her using her abilities, and Doctor Strange trying to stop her from getting what she wants. But at the core of it, it is a movie about a woman who's dealing with grief, the grief of her lose her husband and her kids, though to everyone else, they were not real. Vision was real. Not only did she lose him once, but she lost him three times. And then the kids she lost. And the emotions behind that were very real to her. And that's what the film also established, that these feelings that reside with her were very real. And other characters in the Marvel Universe were trying to discredit that, saying that, oh, they never existed. But yet, here she has these emotions, these memories, discredit them and say, no, they were real to me or real to her. I think about that's pretty much all I could say about the film. It was good. I just, as I mentioned a few times here, it doesn't feel like a Doctor Strange film, which is very interesting since they put him to the forefront. And yeah, he was in it. It felt more like a bait and switch type of thing. Like the Doctor Strange's storyline or the story they were trying to create was actually secondary to the Wanda story. And for those who watch it, we'll see that her storyline is much more in the upfront, whatever story they're trying to tell for Doctor Strange. But I am looking forward to the next installment of the film or where they go with Doctor Strange. As I mentioned before, we won't be seeing, it made it feel like we won't be seeing Wanda anytime soon, but I could be wrong. Again, thank you for taking your time to listen. That's all I have for this episode. Guess I'll catch you in the next one.
If you like what you hear, then subscribe to the podcast on Apple or wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a review. Let us know what you like about the show. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter @Second Emulation, where you can stay up to date on new episodes, current events, and interact with us.